Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Oh, good morning. I know it's only 7 past 8 in the morning on a Sunday, Father's Day. All you dads out there, happy Father's Day. I am one of them. My kids were asleep when I left today, so that was a wonderful Father's Day treat in the morning. Just kind of sneaking out of the house in the summer because they're so busy doing all these other things and we let them stay up so late that they do sleep in a little bit. And that was fine with me this morning. So as Ryan Ely said this morning, 8 is not 9, and in so many ways. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We're awake just by the skin of our teeth, though, here on Father's Day morning. Ryan Ely is here, ready to take your calls and your questions. He will pass them through, and we're happy to be here on a Sunday morning. And there's so much to talk about in the world. Today, of course, the whole Amazon combination. And if you didn't quite catch that, I'm sure you've already heard this news. Whole Foods Market purchased by Amazon or being purchased by Amazon. Yes, your delivery company to your door that used to just sell books, and now they're taking over the entire planet and almost everything we do. But this whole Amazon combination, it just continues to change the world at the speed of light. Literally, I'm going to explain that in just a minute, and crushing every grocery store in its wake. Or is it? If you look at what happened in the market this week, you would think that is exactly what is happening with close to $40 billion, let's call it $30 billion in one day of market cap loss in companies like Kroger and Costco and Target. And what do they all have in common with Whole Foods? Well, pretty simple. They sell food. They sell groceries. And now Amazon is significantly in that business with the ownership of, when the deal goes through, and it will, Whole Foods Market. $13.4 billion purchase of Whole Foods Market that just was announced Friday. It really shook the world. And if you're in food retail, you're obviously a little bit nervous. And I would say that you're behind the curve if you, right now you and your staff, your board members are getting together over the weekend for an emergency meeting. What do we do about Amazon? And I will contend it's not too late because there's plenty of things happening in the food economy that nobody is talking about. And we're going to talk about it here this morning on Money Matters. So good morning. Welcome to the show here every Sunday morning. Excited to be here with you. The number in the studio, as usual, because we are a live show and we will be here for the next 3 hours. But if you have a question, call us now. Let's get the 8 o'clock hour started on a note where we're actually helping folks and talking to you, which is the best part about Money Matters by far on any Sunday morning. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. I just published an ebook this week about the 15 most commonly asked retirement questions. A lot of these are curated from the questions we get right here on Money Matters. So I can tell over the course of a month or so what people are really worried about in the world of finance and the economy and how it relates back to you personally. Again, remember this show, we talk an awful lot about the economy and politics of Washington and how that folds together for what happens in the stock and the bond market, because that's where most of us are investing our 401ks, our after-tax accounts that we're going to use for retirement, et cetera. But where does that pinball ultimately land? Well, it lands back to your living room table when you're talking about money with your spouse or your kids. Hey, how are we going to pay for college? Hey, how are we going to get to retirement? And is this year the right year that we can do this, honey? Those are my favorite conversations to have in the real world. Hey, we're here because I want to talk about the possibility of maybe retiring in like this year. When? Well, like tomorrow, maybe like Friday. Can we do it? And the answer is, I don't know, but that's what you're thinking in your head. Hey, is it next year or is it the next year? What's the feasibility study on making that work? Can we stop? Can we stop working? And that's the conversation we continue to have with folks as we all drive towards that same destination of a point where we don't have to work anymore. We don't have to work. That's the key. Maybe we'll still do something part-time or even half-time or fun-time, but we don't have to. Here are a couple of questions to get your personal financial mind jogging a little bit. How much should I save if I want an annual income of $100,000 every year in retirement? That's a pretty good question. There's a lot to that. How about this? What are some good options for additional retirement income sources, Wes? All right, how about this? Number three, my spouse and I hope to retire in the next 5 years. Should we invest our extra savings in the market, in the stock market, or use it to purchase a real estate? How about this next one? I'd like to know about different options that can help me protect and invest my retirement money before I retire. Okay. How about this? Cash income growth, alternative income. What do you do with all those? Social Security benefits. How do I skin that cat? Number six, why should my spouse and I delay Social Security payments? Will even be there later? Pensions. Here's a theme of the last year. Depending on how many companies are ready to help people out the door a little extra early, and we've seen this with AT&T and IBM, and the list goes on and on and on. How should I or should I take a lump sum of money from my company or my employer or a monthly pension payment? Should I take a lump sum amount of money or a monthly pension payment? The answer is going to be different for everybody. And then how about this last one as an example? How do I create retirement income from my investments? The stock market, Wes, all over the place, all-time high. Is it safe? Is it safe? Well, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. If any of those jogged your collective financial memory or thought process, we are here to answer your questions on a Sunday morning, and we'd love to do so. It's by far the best part about Money Matters. So give us a call here in the studio. Ryan Ealy, over 10-year producer of Money Matters, and I'm here to answer those questions and happy to do so. The number again in the studio, 404-872-0750, or again, 404-872-0750, or 1-800-WSB-TALK for all our folks listening in Texas, Michigan, California, Washington State, and my home state of Pennsylvania. So good morning, and let's talk a little bit about this. The world, it just continues to change. It's the singularity is what this is. Remember that? The amount of data and information processing that doubles every so often. And when you continue to compound something that's already gigantic, the world changes at this rapid pace. That's to some extent what the singularity is. But I feel like we are in the middle of witnessing that. And this is one of those weeks that we will all remember, the week that Amazon bought Whole Foods. You are putting the most, let's call it the very first real internet company, pure internet play that we can remember. Remember when Amazon started effectively in the 90s? One of the very first, one of the originals. It's continued its complete dominance over market after starting just with books, going to selling us everything. And we've talked about the evolution of how we shop as consumers. So we do, obviously, as the internet has gotten easier and better and faster, then it's a lot easier for you and I to customize how we want to get stuff. We haven't stopped as consumers. We've just changed how we're getting our things, including food. And that's exactly what happened this week. So your grocery store shopping of this week is going to change. Now, Amazon, of course, you know, who operates in this world of total domination, is buying Whole Foods market, $13.4 billion, which is really a drop in the bucket for a company the size of Amazon. Amazon's almost a $500 billion market cap company. Again, one half of $1 trillion, close to $500 billion market cap of Amazon. So to buy somebody like Whole Foods, even though it's this giant brand that we all know, it's really only $13 billion for them. So not that big of a deal. According to the market, though, the age of going to the grocery store, it's over. No more Whole Foods trips, and certainly no more grocery shopping at places like Kroger or Publix. According to the stock market this week, You can just put a stake in most of these companies involved in how big is the grocery business up? $630 billion. That's how much food we buy in any given year. Kroger lost almost a third of its value this week. And that was just in 2 days. And this is Kroger is not a biotech stock that's got the promise of some cure on one drug. It doesn't work. You see the stock fall out of bed the next day. This is Kroger. Kroger is the largest grocery store in the world. And it just lost a third of its value in 2 days. That's how much pressure is getting put on these companies. 2 days, $6 billion in market cap wiped out of Kroger. Just like that. Just in a snap. Again, largest grocery store in the United States. Albertson, by the way, is second. You don't ever hear in the Southeast, we don't hear the name Albertsons as much. But Albertsons, and they have hundreds and hundreds of stores, but it also owns Acme. That's where I grew up shopping, Acme. There's still Acmes out there. Shaw's, Safeway, Tom Thumb. If you've driven to Florida, you've seen a Tom Thumb. And they're private, so you don't hear about Albertsons. But you look collectively at the grocery business and all the tangential grocery stores like Target, about 20% of their business comes from selling groceries. Walmart, Costco. We're looking at over $30 billion in lost market value on Friday. For the week, Kroger down 28% for the week. Costco down 7.5%. Walmart down over 5%. Target down over 8%. And the culprit, again, is Amazon. Amazon's gain seems to be the rest of the retail world's loss. Or so it seems. This is a discussion we're going to continue to have. So stay with me right here on WSB Radio here. You're tuned into Money Matters. Good Sunday morning. It's Father's Day. Stay tuned for more of the story of whole Amazon when Money Matters returns. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. The topic of the day, whole Amazon. I think we're going to get used to saying it. It's a little awkward today, but you're going to get used to that term, whole Amazon. How about Monica Matthews coming up at 1 o'clock today, live, 1 to 3. It's Father's Day. Who better to talk about Father's Day than Monica Matthews, my favorite new talk show on any radio in the history of the world. Life, faith, and politics in a brand new way from Monica Matthews, who you will love if you have not already heard her show. She's just a cool chick in the real world. She's very cool, very smart. And the first time in a long time I've heard a brand new take on anything in a really entertaining way. So tune in today, 1 to 3, Father's Day special, Monica Matthews, Life, Faith, Politics. Tune in. So we're talking about Money Matters. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. And we're talking about this giant tectonic shift in the world that we live in. The world changes at the speed of light. Amazon buys Whole Foods Market. The culprit for the market losses we talked about this week. Kroger down 28, Costco down 7.5, Walmart down 5, Target down 8. And all of this is just Amazon's gain. All year we've talked about the Amazon effect, mostly when it comes to retail shopping. So hurting Walmart to the world most directly. Macy's, of course, has been another victim. You've heard that in the news. That stock has been abysmal for a decade, really ever since Amazon came out. And it's not directly by what we buy on Amazon. It's how Amazon and e-commerce as a whole has shifted. It's just shifted our buying habits. Remember, the consumer is fine. You and I are still spending money. In fact, we're spending more money than we were 5 years ago. And quite frankly, even 10 years ago, before the recession even hit. So the consumer is fine. Who serves the consumer is not. So when I say retail and groceries is now included in this, it's e-commerce and data transmission that's making it all possible. So the world we know of is changing at the speed of light. And when I say that, and this is just on a side note, when I say speed of light, I mean that in the most literal sense. Data through the internet effectively can travel the speed of light. Now, we haven't quite reached that speed yet, and your home internet connection isn't quite there yet. But before you know it, we'll all be hooked up to Google Fiber and something called the Hibernia Express Fiber Optic Cable. And it's going to, data will actually start approaching the speed of light for data. Right now, there's a team of researchers in the UK. They've created a fiber cable that moves data 99.7% of the speed of light. So that would allow for an entire 5 gigabyte high def movie to be downloaded in less than a second. Now, there was a Wall Street Journal article about how there's a lot of America that's still not connected to internet that's actually worth anything, but that's a story for the other side of the break. So stay tuned. Money Matters right here. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hi, this is Scott Slade from Atlanta's Morning News and WSB. Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 tonight for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. We're a little early today, so we're on at 8, going till 11. Normally, you'd be tuned in to Monica Matthews here from in the 8 o'clock hour. And I know that if you're a Monica Matthews fan, you're probably like, hey, what's this ridiculous money show that's on? But no fear. Monica is near. At 1 o'clock, Monica Matthews is on for a Father's Day special. She'll be on from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock today, live. So you can call her. You can tweet at her. You can do anything you want in coordination with Monica Matthews when she talks about life and faith and politics. And she really is my new favorite radio show that I've ever heard, at least in the last couple of years. And there's a lot of new radio. I listen to radio in commuting like you probably do as a listener to WSB Radio. And I flip through the channels, including WSB Radio. And there's plenty of new shows all the time, but they rarely ever make an impact. And Monica really does. So tune in for a live special edition of Monica Matthews today from 1 until 3. Call her, tweet her, do all the things that you're supposed to do with a new radio show. Interact, for God's sakes. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Happy Father's Day. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning to take your calls, your questions about money, and how money relates back to life and how we get to retirement, maybe just a little bit early. That's really all we're all trying to do. We're getting to the point where we don't have to work and don't have to commute in Atlanta traffic. This city is only getting crazier and busier and more bogged down. And you think it's bad today, it's going to get even worse. And you're going to want to get to a point where you can have the economic freedom to stop working. And you think you could work out of the house. What did IBM just say a couple of weeks ago? Hey, everybody that's working out of the house, or most of y'all that are working out of the house, come back to the office or leave. How do you like that? So they no longer like the thought of you working out of the house because the traffic is the worst thing in the world. They're saying, you know what? I want you back at headquarters. I want you to slug it out every day. Because it's not quite bad enough for you to retire early. We'd like to get rid of a lot of you. So here's what we're going to do. We want you to now come commute to work and add 14 to 18 hours of drive time to your life. Oh, you don't want to do that? Well, then just retire. Okay. That's the deal. That's what we're faced with. I can't tell you how many families I've met with that have said, I just can't do it anymore, Wes. I cannot come down 75. I can't go to 285, cross all around 285, make my way to the office. I just can't do it anymore. It takes too much out of my life and my soul. Well, maybe it's time to think about getting to a point of retirement. And it's not as far away as Wall Street will make you believe. You can retire sooner than you think. The book that I have did so much research on, published a couple of years ago, it's probably more relevant today. You can retire sooner than you think. The 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees. It's more relevant today than it was when it came out 3 years ago. It's a better book today in 2017 than it was in 2014. It's even more relevant in the world we live in, the whole Amazon world that we live in. So if you haven't gotten the book, or back when it came out, you weren't really thinking about retirement like you are today. You weren't thinking, Am I close enough to maybe start to think about making this whole equation work for me and my family? If it wasn't the case then, 2-3 years ago when you first heard about it. It might very well be today. Today might be the time of the season of your life where it makes a lot of sense. So check out You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. You can go straight to Amazon and look at it. It's probably $9 or $10 on Amazon today. It's obviously, I think, well worth a couple $10 or less. You can get an audio. You can get it downloaded through the whole Kindle edition. Well, of course, Kindle or Audible on Amazon, and that's how I would do it. And it's the summer, so it's vacation time coming up. So many families I've talked to have read this or listened to the book in the car back and forth to 30A at the beach, or maybe you're on the East Coast and you're headed over to St. Simons. Again, if you're Charleston or Savannah, if you have a couple car hours, take a look at or listen to You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, The 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retiree. The Happiest Retirees. And there's really 5 sections of the book that are these really important checkpoints that we all need to get to be able to stop working and make retirement financially work. It's not that you need $5 million to retire. For some of you, that is a number. That is the right number. And if you're a really early retiree and you're 45, then yeah, you might need to get to a giant number like that to last you another 60 years. But if you're 60 or in your late 50s and you're thinking about having a retirement plausibility date that's in your early 60s, it doesn't need to be multi-millions of dollars. It can be my checkpoint in the book, and it's still a lot of money. Okay, this is not... There's no Harry Potter magic going on here with retirement and money. You still have to have some income sources. Again, we've got to have paid into Social Security. Almost all of us have done that, unless you've been self-employed and in some way didn't pay into Social Security. But the vast majority of Americans have pretty healthy Social Security monthly amount if you wait till you're 66. $2,000, $2,500, even $2,700 per month per spouse. That really adds up. And then if you get to a point where you save $500,000 or more, that's kind of the tipping point I've seen from the unhappy retirees to the happy retirees, which we compare throughout the book, happy retirees versus unhappy retirees. And this is a study of 1,350 retirees around the nation, 46 different states. We compare the life consumer habits of both of those groups. So I'm able to identify the habits of the happy group versus the unhappy group. So it's not just a financial book. It's a book about life. And it's a book about how to enjoy the time that you have with the money that you have in the most efficient, effective way possible. And that's why there are over 200 reviews for Retire Sooner Than You Think that are 4 and 5 star. The only reviews that are not good are the folks that think that it's impossible in America to save $500,000 over your working career. And for a lot of families, I get that. So this book isn't for everybody, but if you've been money, even remotely money conscious over a course of your life, then this book will really speak to you. And if you understand that it doesn't happen with the waving of a wand, which of course you know, then this book will tell you how to most effectively get there and hit those checkpoints that we all need to hit in order to have complete financial freedom in a very realistic way, talking about the things in the world that really matter, that you really care about. And that's what the book is all about. So you can find it a couple different ways. You can go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com, just wesmoss.com in the book section, in the upper book tab. And you can watch a video about the book and it'll take you right to Amazon. Or you can skip all of that and go right to Amazon, who dominates the world. And that's the topic, that's what we're talking about today. Just go right to Amazon and either type in my name, Wes Moss, or You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, and it will come right up. Read the reviews for yourself. Good morning, welcome to Money Matters. And speaking of Amazon, as we are in the middle of talking about their grocery dominance, you heard the news, they're buying Whole Foods. Remember, the consumer in America is fine. Who serves the consumer is not. There is just this giant shift in how we get all the stuff that we consume in America. And it's become more and more customized and delivered to your door. And that has happened over the course of the last 20 years with Amazon, and you're seeing it even more so today now that they're buying the Hub, which will be their grocery hub, which of course will now become Whole Foods. So think of it this way, and I'll get back to this thought of the speed of light. But again, the reason we're able to do this is the internet has gotten to be amazingly fast. You go back to, or if you're still in rural America, by the way, and this is a cover story in the Wall Street Journal this week, which is, it's kind of ironic that the Wall Street Journal wrote about this, is that we are so used to what is getting data, internet, mobile technology. We can do anything on our phones today that it used to take a PC to do only about 5 years ago. It wasn't that long ago that you could just use your phone for everything. But today, for the most part, if you live in an urban area, you can pretty much just use your Samsung smartphone or your iPhone and do everything you want to do. I ordered a pair of rainbow flip-flops yesterday because mine that I've had for 12 years finally broke. I did it right on my iPhone. So for most of us in this country, the internet is it's an incredibly efficient place to do pretty much everything in the world. If you still live in the rural U.S., by the way, so out in the country on a sheep farm in Caledonia, Missouri, next to the Mark Twain National Forest, all right, 80 miles from St. Louis, if you're in the sticks and you're without high-speed internet, then you're actually left with satellite and dial-up, and that barely works. So 40% of the rural population, which is 23 million people in America, lack access to really, really fast internet. But 96% of the urban population, that's you and me listening, that's you listening right now, 96% of the urban or suburban population has high-speed internet. Let's call that the other 300 million people that live in America. That's who's driving all of this. That's 95% of you listening. You're driving this revolution of customer convenience, customization, specialization. And the fact that data and high-speed internet's available to so many of us, that's hitting the grocery business. So Amazon buys Whole Foods. Interestingly, I can't see Jeff Bezos shopping anywhere else, by the way. You know that's his favorite place, right? Jeff Bezos, where else would he buy his organic chia seeds while using organic Wi-Fi on his iPhone? So investors, again, just annihilated stocks this week. They fled from grocery stores after the Whole Foods announcement. Kroger, the biggest loss. $2 billion just in one of the days. Amazon gained that same day $12 billion on Friday alone. So Kroger, let's talk about this. So Kroger's this massive company, still very profitable. They're going to earn $2 a share in 2017. They do about $120 billion in revenue of the $630 billion of the grocery store business. That's 20% of the grocery business. Whole Foods only does $16 billion in revenue. That's only 2.5% of the grocery business. And if you look at the last several years, their same store sales have been growing at about 3-6%. That's Kroger. But this week they announced, and this is the day before kind of the secondary blow that Amazon hit Kroger with, they announced this is the first time we've seen this, two straight quarters of actually flat to falling sales. So all of this tornado of bad news is hitting Kroger and other grocery stores all at the same time. We're going to talk about the future viability of this store, of the grocery business, when Money Matters returns. So stay tuned right here. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio. Wes Moss, your host. Kroger, massive, still very profitable. Still earning a couple bucks a share, $2 a share 2017. So they're not going out of business anytime soon, but they dropped a third in value just on Thursday and Friday because for the very first time in more than a decade, they're saying, hey, look, we're not selling as much food as we were over the previous quarter. So falling same store sales for the very first time in a very long time. So instead of growing this year between 3-5% like Kroger has grown over the last decade, you're going to see a flat to 1% growth. Maybe even slightly negative growth in the year, but it's not like they're going out of business. But it still has investors very, very worried. Remember, it's not just about what a company earns and if a company is profitable, because no question, that's still the case. It's all about growing profitability. It's about future growth. It's about the value of the future cash flow of organizations in America that trade in the S&P 500 or on the New York Stock Exchange. That's what we're buying, future growth. And that's the issue, obviously, that Kroger faces. So does Target. 20% of their business is grocery. So does Walmart. So does Costco. Now, I do wonder if the reaction is vastly overdone this past week. It's not like Kroger and Publix and Albertsons and Target can't figure out a way to also deliver groceries like the Whole Foods Amazon merger. We've talked about this. I used to also host a technology show in Atlanta called Atlanta Tech Edge years ago. 2, 3, 4 years ago at this point. And I had a guest on the show who was running the Atlanta division of a company called Instacart. And I can already use Instacart right now still. And they're bigger than they've ever been to get my groceries delivered from Costco or Publix or Whole Foods or Kroger or Petco for that matter. Go ahead, download the Instacart app right now on your smartphone. And you don't have to go anywhere. You can get anything you want from all the stores that you love. Costco, Publix, Whole Foods, Kroger, Petco already. I can all get that delivered like in the next 2 hours, right now. How about a new app that I just downloaded called Shipt, S-H-I-P-T. Same thing. I can go shopping on my Shipt app, buy anything from peanut butter to bone-in ribeye steaks, and I'm going to have it in my house in an hour or two, or schedule it for tomorrow to arrive. So Kroger's already doing exactly what Amazon is doing with Whole Foods. They just haven't figured out how to tell the people about it yet. We're going to continue this conversation in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to Money Matters. Remember today from 1 to 3, Monica Matthews on live. I know you're typically tuning in to hear Monica right now. She'll be on live from 1 to 3, Faith, Life, Politics. More Money Matters, though, in the 9 o'clock hour. Straight ahead right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.